Call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show here on this Friday, June 6th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Rick Randall, good friend, my chiropractor, as also an author. And we want to talk about a movement that he's been involved in for quite a few years. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good, 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 sir. Hey, one thing when we first met, you always had a t-shirt on, you always had a bracelet on, you would always say to me when we left each other, parted ways, you know, remain positive, pass the positive. And I was like, okay, what is this guy talking about? And it was something that I've said to some people, and they start looking at me a little interesting, like, what are you talking about? Pass the positive. Where did this come from? Where did this start? Where did this originate, this idea of passing the positive?
So I think for a long, long time, it was probably back when I was 18 years of age, and Dad handed me that book, See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. And that kind of turned on that thinking process. But the pass the positive is kind of funny. I wrote a poem in the book, of course, about positive. And the poem I wrote kind of describes it. It was 2009 when I was feeling a little low. Money was tight and business was slow. The financial world was in chaos and the sky was apparently falling. I wasn't sure what to do. No one was answering when I was calling. And I don't know if you'd remember back then, but it was money and real estate. Then I had some real estate loans and things like that. And suddenly they kind of were calling those out. And but in the meantime, I started thinking after a conversation with someone, and I thought, you know, it's just, this isn't the way that I think. We have to be more positive about what's going on, and hopefully gear in that direction for the outcome. And so then there's an old picture with an older gentleman, and he's praying over his soup, and he's about to eat. So he's got soup and he's got bread. And my dad used to joke that he was praying, well, where did I hide the cheese? But I thought
I like that. That's good. Okay.
So, but I thought, you know, pass the bread, pass the soup, pass the positive. And so that was really the beginning of that slogan. And then I had a friend of mine that I ran it by him, and I said, Tim, what do you think? And he goes, all right, we should work on this. So he's been successful in a few other things, but it just kind of got the ball rolling. And so then I continued to figure out how I would go about it. And Randy, I went out and I got past the positives, put on a bracelet. And so no silicone bracelets here, talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All those
made up, made up some. Yep. Yeah, so the pass the positive bracelet was kind of my reminder. And I'll tell you what, how effective that was is it's just a simple silicone bracelet. But when my office, when I'm working with patients and you're working with people, and I said, I'm pretty sure I can help you with your body, but I can't necessarily fix your thinking. And so even in my own thinking, I'd find myself kind of thinking a little on the wrong side, I call it. But there was that bracelet staring me right in the face saying, hey, man, pass the positive. And it just kind of bringing me back to it.
So, right. Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think the movement, and you've been doing this for some years, do you think that people, after hearing it, seeing the bracelet, asking you about it, has it had any impact that you can think of, any particular stories or people gotten back to you and said anything to you about it? Has there been any type of, response to your efforts at this point so far?
You know, that's been pretty cool because I just pass out the bracelets. I forget how many we ordered the first time. We maybe had 900 or 1,000 bracelets, and there was different colors. And so I just started handing them out. And I always wear two or three so I can give one away pretty easy, you know. But it's amazing the difference. It was my friend Connie. She said just this one lady was having such a hard day, and she handed her the bracelet, and she said it was just dramatic, the change, the energy, her glow, it just reversed kind of her way of thinking, and she gave Connie a big old hug and said thanks for the bracelet. And you think, you know, it's just three simple words could change somebody's life, and you don't really know who's doing what on any given day.
Sure.
And
right.
So then we made the hoodies. You know, people think I wear the same hoodie over and over again. Believe it or not, I probably have 15 of them that all say pass the positive.
Right, exactly. And then
we took it another step further, and I started looking at words. And so then I created the Pass the Positive Unstoppable Collection. So I called them Pass the Positive Power Bands. And so, or reminder bands. And so it has passed the positive on one side of the bracelet. And then on the other side, I lined up the colors with the words. So I chose love was a red bracelet and hope was a neon pink bracelet. That's a good looking bracelet. And then love, hope, faith. Faith was rainbow. And that was all about, you know, thunderstorms. And you look for the rainbow after the thunderstorm. And so that was
sure.
Faith. Then black and white, I like black and white. I put the word believe, and so that was the word on the past positive black bracelet is believe. And then the green bracelet is green for life, so past the positive, and that was past the positive to life. And then so that was kind of, they just kind of tie together. It was love, hope, faith, and then believe in life. And then the next word was purpose. And that was a purple bracelet, and the word was purpose. And then the next word that went along with that was purpose, peace. So peace was a blue bracelet, and then the orange bracelet is unstoppable. And then I wrote about each word, what the word meant to me, and so I wrote a little bit about each word. And then the idea behind it was, is if you incorporate those first seven words into your daily life, your daily thinking, then it makes your life unstoppable.
Yeah, very cool. I got a text message just now, said people texting want to know if they're able to order, if they can purchase these bracelets, if you can mail them out to them. Is that something that you're able to do?
Okay, so so here's what I did next, Randy. I ordered 40,000 bracelets the next time, and so then I put eight bracelets in a box. So we have these eight bracelets in a box, and it's a cool little box. It has a pass the positive magnet on it, or in there as well. You know, I've got to figure that out, but I think that if they were to contact me, how could I do that? Then I would gladly.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get it out there. That's a great idea. Hey, I got another one that just came in. Said pass the positive. He asked if there was a book by that name. And I kind of texted back to him. We're going to be talking about your book in the next segment. But the book we're talking about is Road Trip. But did you or anybody else ever write a book called Pass the Positive?
I'd like to say coming soon. So here's, you know, the Chicken Soup for the Soul. I mentioned that last time, I think, but the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. And they did a really cool thing. They had people send in stories, and then they just edited stories. And then they put all these stories in the book. So the first book was just Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, then it was the nurse's soul, the doctor's soul, and so he continued to grow. So my concept from taken from that was Pass the Positive Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, and wherein that would be stories, people that send in stories, and that's something we could put together pretty easy. My PO box, and I could receive people's positive stories, and I'd like to put that into a book as well. I think that'd be really, really cool. So, but
what is your post office box, Rick?
Yeah, it's PO Box 421, and that's Eastport, one word, Eastport, Michigan. And it's 49627. And if I were to get something there, maybe a return address for sure. And then we can figure out how to pass those bracelets on. It kind of, like I say, it comes in a little box, and that's a pretty cool little thing. But back to the past, the positive, the first book is Road Trip. And so that is a really, really positive book. All the words in it are just positive, uplifting, motivational, inspirational, just good words. And so that'd be the one I'd start with. But my vision for the future is the past, the positive, Volume 1.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Got another text. I'm trying to keep up with all these text messages.
Oh, wow.
They asked, one thing that they had gone to Amazon and looked at the book Road Trip, and he said that they placed the order or tried to place the order, but for some reason their particular account had a hiccup in it, and they think it was a computer issue. Is there any hard copies available locally if somebody wanted to come and buy the book in person, or do they have to do it online?
So this is a great story. So Wayne Dyer wrote a book, and I think it was the first book, Your Erroneous Zones. Mm-hmm. And so he said that he went to different bookstores and he asked them if they had his book for sale, and they said no. And so then he said, well, would you like to? And they said, well, we're not so sure, we got to talk to somebody else. Anyway, so then he went on the radio like the next week or so, and he was talking about his book, and that same question was asked, where can they get them? And he said, go to the bookstore and ask if they can get the book. And he said, if they can't, can you order it for us? And he said, it was amazing how well that worked for him. So right now we just kind of reliving that process and starting that idea. So, you know, just gotta go to a bookstore and say, hey, where do I get Road Trip?
Right, exactly. Because we do have a lot of private bookstores. We have, you know, a few different ways of doing that. But also, I thought, and I threw out this idea, what about our public libraries? If we go in and talk to the librarian and say, hey, do you guys have this book? Maybe that might make, you know, local libraries start getting a hold of them as well. So, yeah, that's a good idea. Go to your local bookstore and ask them if they have Road Trip.
How do we get this?
How do we get it? Absolutely.
Back to the library real quick. So they have every July there's the library convention. So for booksellers and books, and so we were there last year with the Adventures of Rick and Jack, and then we'll be there this year with the libraries. And so sure hoping that they would jump on board with this book also. But yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, good. Another text, man. People are excited. One of the things that they are asking for is books for children, and they have a question about Road Trip specifically. Maybe we might have to stay through the break and have you answer this one in detail. But what age group, how young a reader could read Road Trip and actually maybe understand it, be able to benefit them, Rick, based on the definitions, the poems, and things like that? Quick answer, and then we've got more coming in for after the break. But what's the ideal reading level required to read Road Trip?
You know what? I'm going to say 8 years of age, but I can elaborate on that story.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Let's start off with that. We ran right up against the break. Appreciate the text messages. Keep them coming for Rick Randall, his book Road Trip. We'll talk more about it. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. to discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this week. Final segment of today. Staying on through the break, Rick Randall. He is part of the Pass the Positive movement and his new book, Road Trip. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And like you said, Rick, just go into your local bookstore and ask them, hey, do you have a copy of Road Trip? And we'll see if we can get moving that way. Hey, I did want to expand more on your answer that the text message came in. What reading level, what age would people, their young people, the children, the grandkids, be able to read this book and basically comprehend, the definitions, the poems, basically, you know, get a really good understanding of reading the book Road Trip?
So this is a great story. I told you last time about the, I was sharing the story about the Good Words coloring book. And that's when, you know, I met another lady who taught kids, and she said, you should see the words that 6-year old kids are learning. She goes, if you just teach them the word, they pick it up really quick. I says, yeah, you're telling me. I says, Hannah, you know, 3 years of age knew what persistent meant when we were doing the stroller ride. And so, sure. There's Kiwanis does a great program reading to kids, reading to kids. So this book, as far as a young person reading, I mentioned 8, that might be just a little ahead of schedule, but this is a great book to read to your children. Cause if they don't quite get it, you can one, spend time with your kids, which I think is so valuable. And then the next thing is just reading to them, and you're reading really good stuff. And some of the poems are funny. The one on humility is kind of funny. I'll share that with you another time. But this is a great book to read to your kids, and then I maybe would suggest that they start 10, 11, 12, 12 years of age, maybe junior high school, 7th grade is a great start, but sure. They will get it. And a lot of what I wrote is, you know, I didn't, like some of the poems might be 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade level. I kind of laughed at that, but read this book to your children. Teach your children these words. They'll make an invaluable impact on their life forever.
You brought up the coloring book, and I told you the story how Vicky took the coloring book down to our great grandbaby. She's 2, and and she is our granddaughter, Ashley is going to start reading her the coloring book, and then she said the motor skills usually come by the time they're age 3. And she said then when she turns 3 on her 3rd birthday, she's going to give her a big box of crayons. And let her start coloring it in. So that's her birthday present. She already has figured out for when she turns 3 next August. So we're excited about that.
Yep, but
it basically all ties in together.
Well, this is a good book for, I've been reading it. I read it four times last week. Of course, you know, again, I'm the author. I wrote the book, but I read it and I think this is such a good book and such a good reminder for any age. And so, you know, to have this book just at your bedstand table, it's a fun, like I said, it's a great book. It's got positive inspiration, motivation, and after 3 to 4 pages, you'll be fast asleep. So, you know, bedtime's a really good time.
Yeah.
And they say that's such a good time to put stuff like this into your brain, into your prefrontal cortex. So I wrote a thing about the prefrontal cortex. I'll share that with you in another show. But the prefrontal cortex is your executive center. It's the front of your brain. It's the will to live. It's the decision maker. It's your attitude. It's just this incredible part of your brain, and you have to feed it with good stuff. And it's important that prefrontal cortex gets bombarded by as much good stuff as, unfortunately, it gets bombarded by such other stuff. It just depends on what you expose yourself to, you know. But this Absolutely. Is this book is just a good book for any age, seniors, juniors, you know, in between. And yep. But as soon as you can start reading this to your children and then they can read it back to you, you'll be amazed at the behavior that shows up with your children. And I can't tell you that I've done this as a study, but I'm just looking at this and I'm thinking it's amazing what it's done for me. You know, you know, it's just you put this stuff into your mind and into your prefrontal cortex and you start sure. living that way. So,
absolutely. And like you say, a good way to end the night, read a few pages, a couple of the words, read the poems, and like you say, go to sleep with some positive energy. So, Rick, we greatly appreciate it, man. Again, the book is called Road Trip. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you don't have it at your local bookstore, ask them for it, Road Trip by Rick Randall. And see if they'll start carrying it for us. And greatly appreciate it, sir. Thanks for everything you're doing. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, very good. Real quick add on. It's Olympus Story House who published it. So
okay.
If the bookstore needs to know that, it's Olympus Story House, but it's a Road Trip. And Randy, again, I thank you very, very much.
All right, brother. You have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Want to get into this conversation with you guys real quick. I want to remind you, because we have this event coming up, I want to make sure we get this in one more time for this week. You can go to riskitfest.com, riskitfest.com, to get your tickets. The golf outing is 2 weeks from today. It's going to be at 12 noon at the Ridge Golf Course in Gaylord. You can go to the website and get your tickets online. If you have a foursome you'd like to put together, that'd be great. Or single golfers are welcome as well. And we're hoping to make this a big annual event every year there. This is the first annual golf outing. Again, 2 weeks from today, Friday, June 20th, I'll be broadcasting the show from there. And then as soon as I'm off the microphone, I'll be heading over to the golf outing myself. We have a foursome put together. Greatly appreciate that. And also then the tickets for Saturday, the big party. We want to make sure you're aware of that is the next day, Saturday, June 21st, starting at 12 noon. Again, the website, riskitfest.com. You can go there, get all the information, get the tickets. You're ready to go online. So greatly appreciate that. Want to thank Rick Randall for his book, Road Trip. And you guys have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Again, have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves.